Jesus is here as he is in the divine mercy image. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My Father desires that a bond of love be established between his heart and the heart of all mankind. This is the goal of all these messages, of all the graces given here, and of the journey through the chambers of our hearts. This cannot take place until the heart of man is cast into the ocean of my divine mercy. To do so, each soul must open his heart to self-knowledge, recognizing his own iniquity. In order to reach the pinnacle of divine love, the soul must first seek out my mercy, for my mercy is intrinsic to divine love. In the first chamber, my mother's heart, which is holy love, the soul is tendered the grace to acknowledge his sins and turn with a repentant heart to my mercy. Then, through divine mercy, he is led through the subsequent chambers. I tell you, divine love and divine mercy come together in unitive love. Both love and mercy are sorely tried by a generation that opposes creation itself. Each time God's divine will is opposed, the whole world suffers. Every time a prayer rises to heaven from the heart, or a message is received from heaven, or an apparition from heaven takes place, the negative force of sin is opposed. I am much offended by mankind's rationalization of the truth. He rationalizes sin to be good, even a right. This is nothing more than Satan's lies, which are freely accepted by a generation devoted to self-love. This type of irrational thinking has infiltrated leadership in the world and in the church. Here in these messages, I am taking you to the depth of spirituality and to the height of spiritual fulfillment. Yet, I am unable, for the most part, to reach the very ones who could most benefit from what I say. It is always pride that is tricked into opposing heaven's goals and mankind's salvation. Tonight, I am coming to you as your merciful Jesus, not ready to accuse, but ready to forgive. Turn your hearts to me and allow me to fill you with my mercy. Do not wait for a more crucial hour when you might turn to me out of fear. Turn to me now out of love. My mother, who assists me in my every need, is forming under her mantle of love an army of victim souls. These victims of love sacrifice and pray for the conversion of unbelievers and the unity of all mankind in our united hearts. These victims must not take pride in their suffering or sacrificial lives. This defeats my purpose, as victimhood should be offered as charity, the right hand not noticing what the left is doing. A great portion of my mercy is this mission here, which I am filling with my grace. My mercy takes root in the soul the first moment the soul feels contrition for his sins. Tonight, I am opening the floodgate of my mercy upon this site. Many will recall unconfessed sins. I will listen with compassion to every petition as though it were the hallowed 3 o'clock hour, the hour of mercy. Unresolved problems will find their solution. I have lifted this mission up and out of the reach of Satan in my mercy and love. My provision will shine forth now and will always be here. My brothers and sisters, solemnly I tell you that unless mankind turns with loving hearts to my merciful heart, they will suffer the consequences of all the hypocrisy that is in the world today. With sincerity, turn to my mercy, and with sincerity, spread these messages. I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.